The SS Badger has been using a type of general permit that gave the ferry until this coming December to stop dumping into the lake coal ash slurry from its engines. But politicians on both sides of Lake Michigan have been pressuring the EPA to give the car ferry more time to stop discharging 500 tons of waste each year. EPA has just agreed to letting the Badger apply for a different type of permit. Car ferry spokeswoman Linda Mattson says the individual permit would give her company up to 5 years to switch to a cleaner fuel like natural gas.
Although it may sound simple, there is a great deal of research and energy that goes into the conversion of a historic ship, especially one like ours, one that there is nothing else like.
The EPA declined an interview but says it's allowing the Badger to apply for an individual permit because the agency anticipates coal ash discharge continuing beyond December. But Amber Meyer-Smith of the group Clean Wisconsin says even letting the car ferry apply for a new permit is bad news.
It seems that all the company has done in the 4 years since they got the last exemption from clean water laws is to come up with additional ways to circumvent the law that they should be complying with.
Smith says the coal ash contains lead, arsenic, and other toxic materials that have no business being in Lake Michigan. The EPA is promising to follow public notice and comment requirements as the agency prepares a new permit for the SS Badger. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.